Our next game is about superheroes losing things. You think you felt bad when you lost your engagement ring. Imagine how Green Lantern felt when he lost his ring and when he left his charging lantern at the Holiday Inn. First up, Jamie Mercado on buzzer number one. You teach math to sixth graders. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Mark Lerner on buzzer number two. You're a lawyer working in intellectual property. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, Jamie and Mark, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Jamie, what would your superhero name be?
I think it would probably be something like the Singing Snowman.
That's a hero or a villain, just to be clear.
I think both, honestly.
Yeah, that's right. Depends what's needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a little bit more? The visual is phenomenal.
Yeah.
What kind of songs?
Oh, probably musical theater. So now I'm starting to worry that maybe it is a villain.
Well, I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber versus Sondheim, you know, we got some range there.
Mm-hmm.
And the snowman's face, is it a smile?
Oh, yeah.
Or is
think
it a
like Olaf from Frozen.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Happy snowman, potentially deadly songs. Mark, what would your superhero name be?
Well, I guess I'm also coming with the hard to tell whether it's a hero or villain
yeah.
name, but all I can think of is, you know, my kids would think the Yeller, because that may be my
the
superpower.
Yeller. Yeah. The Yeller.
The ultimate dad superhero. Right, you just say to any villain, like, well, did you go to bed on time? And they're like, I feel terrible.
You say your magic words, put your shoes on, put your shoes on, put your shoes on, put your shoes on.
Right. My power is I count back from 10. So this is a trivia game called Superhero Sweep. Superheroes carry a bunch of accessories, so it's only natural that they'd misplace them every once in a while. Jonathan and I will pretend to be superheroes trying to claim objects from a lost and found. Just ring in and tell us who the superheroes are. Here we go. I thought the lasso of truth would be in the overhead bin of my invisible plane, but that's always hard to find, too. Mark.
Wonder Woman.
That is correct.
I lost my necklace that expands into my kinetic energy-absorbing vibranium suit. We've got lots of it back in Wakanda, but that's a secret, so don't tell anybody. Mark.
Black Panther.
That's correct.
I lost my bullwhip. I don't know if it's in the superhero lost and found or the supervillain lost and found, since I'm kind of both. Yes, I know, I look a lot like Eartha Kitt, Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry, and Anne Hathaway. Mark.
Catwoman.
Catwoman is correct.
So I'm missing my quindent, which is like a trident, but with five prongs, and I may have dropped it in the ocean. But take your time, because the Justice League won't even notice that I'm gone. Mark.
Aquaman.
Aquaman is correct.
Just so you know, Aquaman saw The Shape of Water and thought, representation, finally.
These web shooters mean a lot to me, and everyone thinks they came with the radioactive bite, but I made them myself. Jamie.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, you got it.
I like this idea, made them myself, like Superhero Project Runway. That would be amazing. Puzzle Girl Archung, how did our contestants do?
Nice work, Mark. You're one step closer to our final round.
If you've lost all of your reasons for not being a contestant on our show, there's only one thing to do. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, if your main complaint with 1980s rap is that it needs more puns. Stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.